that is the indie darling rock band Belly, which has its first album out in 23 years. The group shot up the charts back in 1993 and was in heavy rotation at the time on college radio and MTV. And now Belly is back on tour with new songs that they'll play this weekend at the Boston Calling Music Festival. WBUR's Andrea Shea has more on the Rhode Island-born band that's long been associated with Boston.
Singer and guitarist Tanya Donnelly will never forget the moment Belly's debut album, Star, reached number 2 on the UK albums chart.
Sir Paul McCartney actually wrote us a note because he came in at 3.
In the U.S., college radio DJs gave the album's single, Feed the Tree, a ton of airtime. The exposure helped land Belly gigs on network television.
Our next guests are a great band. I've just been told that this is the number one college band in the country. Is that right? Bigger even than the Ohio State band?
Feed the Tree is one of the songs on a whiteboard set list in the basement of bass player Gail Greenwood's Rhode Island home. The space where Belly rehearsed back in the day is still affectionately called the Rock and Roll Control Center. On a recent afternoon, the band's four musicians played a pared-down version of their old hit.
Take your hat off when you're talking to me and be there when I
Drummer Chris Gorman remembers the explosion of energy around this tune in the early 90s. With sold-out shows, big venues, lines of fans around the block, he says a lot of Boston area bands were on the rise.
And they were all gathering steam. It wasn't just like us and with a weird little spike. It was like a whole sort of wave of music was kind of happening.
Belly went on to play with the Cranberries, Radiohead, Oasis. The soundtrack of the 90s was fueled by the post-Nirvana record label craze to sign the next big indie band.
Anything that had slightly grungy guitars with a melody on top of it was considered indie rock.
Tabitha Soren was a reporter for MTV at the time.
Courtney Love and Hole, people like Liz Phair, and Tanya Donnelly and Belly fit right into that. She was ripe for MTV.
Belly opened for REM and U2, but the band only lasted about 2 years. They broke up in 95 after their second album, King, didn't meet record label sales expectations. These days, the musicians would rather talk about their reunion than their breakup. They've stayed in touch over the years. Some have been raising kids, all pursued solo projects. In 2016, they decided it was time to tour again. Fans responded, and Belly was able to crowdsource their new album, Dove. Record company Independence has been liberating for guitarist Tom Gorman, the drummer's brother. He wove the album's pieces together, preferring a more polished sound over the deliberately lo-fi production style dominant in the 90s.
Of course, there's going to be a handful of people that are like, it's not edgy enough or whatever, but you can do anything you want.
The musicians wanted to collaborate. Donnelly points to the song Shiny One.
Gail brought the chorus, and then Tom added chords, and then I wrote the verse parts over, and we kind of stitched that together, and then Chris's drums really informed where that song went.
It was sort of like a rail against patronizing.
Yeah, and I heard it as
enough,
sort of
dude.
This
mansplaining.
Yeah, and it turned into sort of the duality that comes
and
with
that,
angel. You know, the fallen angel
yep.
and the,
mm-hmm.
and the,
mm-hmm.
the our
Don't
better,
forget where you come from.
Yes.
Don't forget. The reunited rockers plan to tour their new songs for the next 6 months or so. Then they'll figure out what's next. For now, though, they're happy to be a scrappy DIY operation while they fit making music together again into their busy, now mostly grown-up, lives. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.